Breaking Down Training Camp 2019 Road to Redemption, presented by VehicleCreditRepair.com. Here's The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
Now, bad news for Mike Evans. I'm watching Josh Allen, and he looks good. And Lamar Jackson looks good, and Sam Darnold looks good. Rosen gets going in a little bit. They're playing Tampa Bay. We'll see how he looks. Hate to tell you, Mike, Daniel Jones looks good. I know it's heartbreaking to hear that, Nick. First-round quarterbacks in their second year look better than they did their first year. I know that's stunning news to see that happen.
It's not stunning news. It's
for Mike Evans.
It's a matter of fact.
No, it is for Mike and Stink. They just think if they're poor in their rookie year, they're always going to be lousy, and, you know. Is that a bad throw right there?
No, he drops it right between two safeties.
There's a tight end. Who's that? Sweeney? Anybody ever hear of Sweeney? What round was he taken in? He just caught like a 20-yard pass down the goal line, and they would consequently score.
It's all about ball placement, ability to anticipate, you know, create those windows by moving the defenders by looking off.
Cam Newton not playing tonight. I hope he comes back. I like watching Cam Newton play football. Looks like they're not playing Christian McCaffrey either. Smart, right? What do you need? What do you need to play him for? Do you really need to play Christian McCaffrey in a preseason game?
He is your lead back. Right. Why put him in that situation?
Why? Why play one play in the preseason when he can get all the reps he really needs in practice, right?
That's it.
Seventh round draft pick, Tommy Sweeney.
Tommy Sweeney. Anyway. He's got to be from Boston if his name is Tommy Sweeney.
Boston College.
Yeah! Oh! Come on. No way. Really?
Swear.
What a shock. A dude named Tommy Sweeney grew up in, what's his town? What town from Massachusetts is he from?
He's a native of Ramsey, New Jersey, but he went to Boston College.
It's still the same thing.
All right.
It's kind of the same thing.
Tommy Sweeney from Boston College.
Say, Sweeney's a made man.
Yeah, Tommy Sweeney's my man. The departed. Nice catch from Josh Allen. Here, Dad. Way to go, Tommy Sweeney. He's my guy, the fighter.
Get in the car.
Get in the car. Pack the car and have it, Dad. Plays for Carolina. No, he plays for Buffalo. Yeah, Orchard Park. They're up there at Orchard Park. Tommy Sweeney's playing at Orchard Park. He's wicked awesome. How you like them apples? That is too funny. He's got to be from Boston. He was. That's a riot.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Mike wants to see all the Hall of Fame Five. He dubbed him the Hall of Fame Five. I think it's an awesome
nickname. The Hall of Fame Five?
Yeah, that's right. Mike and I were screaming at each other for the better part of a year, maybe 2 years, about this. My theory, again, I'd be the most boring general manager of all time, Nick. I would be like, do we have a quarterback? And the answer would be no. And I'd be like, okay, let's draft one, the best one we can, as high in the draft as possible. Because I dug into it, and it looks like the higher you go with the quarterback, the better chance they have to actually succeed. Crazy, right? Nuts.
But what happens with the idea of what kind of offense?
You do everything around him.
Okay, well, so we shape the offense around him.
That's correct.
Okay.
So I have smart people who are talent evaluators. I hired them. I'm the GM.
All right.
You don't get your job unless you're good at this. And then we spend a lot of time looking at him. And then we pick the best one because we don't have a quarterback already.
I can roll with that.
Crazy idea, right?
I mean, that one heck of a strategy.
Now, if I got to, I will move up even one spot in the draft because I already stink. I don't have a quarterback. I just went, 5-11, 4-12, 3-13. Now I'm here. I got a top 5, 6, 7 pick. Here's what I'm going to do, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
I might be afraid of somebody else who also stinks getting my guy.
That's drafting right behind you.
Oh, I'll draft him behind me, or like the Kansas City Chiefs who moved from like 26 to 10 for Patrick Mahomes. But I'm going to move up. You know who did? The Chicago Bears did that. They moved one spot to get Mitch Trubisky. One spot. So if I'm sitting here at number 5, as the Broncos were a couple years ago, I don't have a quarterback. Peyton's gone. And then we unbelievably could not sign Brock Osweiler, who we've been developing for 4 years. But because we simply didn't talk to him or his agent, he's gone. How did we lose Brock? All right, whatever. We're at number five because we stink. So we have the number five overall pick because we don't have a quarterback. We like one of them. One guy. One quarterback we like. One. His name is Sam Darnold. We like one guy. Out of the five guys, of the big five that go in that draft, like the six quarterbacks that went in 1983 in the draft, Nick, we like one guy. His name is Sam Darnold. You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to move up to get Sam Darnold.
But then if you
move up.
If you do that, you don't have Bradley Chubb.
I don't care. Because there's going to be another Bradley Chubb next year.
Really?
Or there's, yes. There's always another Bradley Chubb. Miles Garrett, Clelin Ferrell, whatever. There's always these guys. Buckner, DeForest Buckner. They come around.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Bradley Chubb's not that. He's great. Is Bradley Chubb Von Miller? And even if I had Von Miller, if I had a choice between Von Miller and Cam Newton, as the Panthers did, I would take Cam Newton. I would still take
Are
Cam Newton
serious?
To this day.
Are you serious?
I don't have a quarterback.
Did you? Obviously, you saw what happened in Super Bowl 50.
I did.
So the guy that you saying that you were taking Cam Newton, I mean, the guy that I would choose all day, every day, even
That's
twice
awesome.
On
I'm
Sundays.
Glad you had Cam Newton because you were there at Super Bowl. You know who we had? We had Peyton Manning. Cam Newton and Von Miller don't play the same position. We beat Cam Newton with Peyton Manning. It took Peyton Manning to beat Cam Newton.
But Peyton Manning was able to beat Cam Newton because of Von Miller, who was the defensive MVP.
As I recall.
Okay.
Von was on the team last year and the year before. Von's been on this Broncos team that's 11-21 in the past 2 years. The worst record the Broncos have had since 1972. And I do recall Von being on those teams, Nick.
Yes, he was.
You know who we didn't have on those teams? A quarterback.
Well, didn't you were the same person that said, well, you changed the scheme to fit the quarterback that you have. Do you not?
I would always change my scheme to fit the quarterback I have. I wouldn't be like Gary Kubiak, who did win a Super Bowl, but also insisted Peyton Manning learn how to take snaps under center and do all sorts of other wacky, kooky things. And then shock of all shocks, once Peyton Manning's gone, Gary Kubiak goes 9-7 and misses the playoffs. And then he, sort of quits. Although he's back with the Vikings.
But keeping with that same theme.
If you don't have a quarterback, Nick, you got nothing.
Well, yeah, but you can change the scheme.
And if you don't got one, you got to go get one. And we sat there holding our own hand while we watched the Jets trade with the Colts, and the Jets moved up to number three, and they have a quarterback who now, not shockingly, is playing really well.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go defense all day.
Because
I play on the defensive side of the ball and I coach on defense, but I know defense changes ball games.
Right. 6-10 last year with Bradley Chubb and Von Miller, my man. 5-11 with Von Miller.
Okay, well,
No quarterback, dude.
Where does the blame come on the offensive side and catering your system like Pat Shurmur did for Case Keenum? Could Musgrave have not done that? He could have done that.
No, he didn't have a quarterback. You had Case Keenum.
But Keenum was successful in Minnesota.
You had Paxton Lynch.
Oh, come on, D-Mac.
You had Mark Sanchez. You had Trevor Siemian. You have Joe Flacco.
Change the system, like you said, to fit your quarterback.
Who? Fit who? Case Keenum?
He was successful in Minnesota.
I learned what it is to be a franchise quarterback.
Did you watch the game last night? I did. I watched Case Keenum every snap last night.
And what did you think?
He looked terrible. He looks like Case Keenum.
He sucks.
High fives are next.
Breaking down training camp 2019, Road to Redemption, presented by Flesh and Beck Law. Here's The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
All right, we got high fives, but first, what is, you said you had a big update about...
Let's do the high fives. I'm going to throw it in my high five.
Oh, well, go ahead.
All right, so my high five goes to a guy wandering out in the wilderness, hunting, getting prepared for elk hunting season.
High five.
And Grand County because guess what? He came upon a hungry mountain lion.
Okay.
And he survived the attack by stabbing him with his trusty pocket knife. Now, the mountain lion got away and he was hunted down by, you know, Park and Recreations. But the fact that
Park and Recreations or the Park Service.
Okay, it's Colorado Parks and Wildlife Officials.
Yeah, I don't think it's Park and Recreation. I don't think Amy Poehler is like pulling out the kickball team for this one, but okay.
No, but I give him mad props for saving his own life, and luckily he had the pocket knife, so he gets a high five. For sure.
You realize when you're hunting elk, you are sort of deep in the woods, right? You understand? Have you ever been to Grand County?
No.
It's out there, my man. It's out there.
But the one common factor is guess what?
You're not right off like I-70 or something.
I don't care.
In Grand County,
he was just out there scouting. It's not even hunting season yet. He was scouting.
Yeah, okay. He's walking around in the woods,
and he ran into a young, hungry mountain lion and barely escaped with his life.
Well, good for him. Well, what's your point?
My point
is... Who sent you that story?
James Marinette.
He's just trying to scare you.
He tagged us all in it on Twitter.
Ridiculous. James, stop.
He's trying to scare me. That's the truth.
It's an isolated incident. And yeah, there are wild animals out in the wild.
Duh.
I'm talking about you driving your car to the top of Mount Evans. You're not going to be attacked by a mountain lion on a highly populated road up to the top of Mount Evans.
R-E-L-A-X.
You'll be up there with like 90-year-olds with oxygen masks. It's still high up there. But, I mean, you're going to be up there with elderly people.
But this mountain lion was hungry. So he traveled a great distance to fill his belly. I'm not trying to give him some dark meat.
You know what, Nick?
I'm not trying to give him dark meat. I'm not trying to do that.
That's your high five?
Yes,
high five.
He survived.
Wait, I thought you said your wife was kind of compelled or interested in the whole Mount Evans thing.
Oh, she is.
All right.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that I am.
Dude, well, you're killing me. Don't go to Grand County then, okay? I'll tell you this. Stay away from Grand County. All right, just do not go there.
Hey, no problem. You don't have to tell me twice.
Grand County is out.
It's out.
Out.
Scratch that off the list.
No Grand County. There's only like 100 other counties in Colorado, but no, we will not put you in Grand County.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I don't even know what county Mount Evans is in. Is it Summit County? I don't think so.
Don't tell me Grand County.
It's not Grand County.
Please don't tell me that. But yep, that's my high five, Richie. Yep.
High five!
He survived. He can now tell his story, D-Mac.
I'm going to give my... you are ridiculous. I don't even care. I don't even care anymore. It's so stupid. One little mountain lion attack and you're freaked out.
That's all it takes. How many mountain lion attacks does it actually take for someone to go?
For me?
Yes.
If I hear about 100 mountain lion attacks on one trail, okay, I won't go on that trail.
100?
100.
Not four.
So 99 mountain lion attacks, I'm okay. I'll roll the dice. But I draw the line at 100 mountain lion attacks on one trail.
I tell you, okay, well, if I'm on that trail with you, I'm going to let you take point.
I guarantee you. It is way more dangerous to hike the trails in California in terms of mountain lion attacks than Colorado. Guarantee you, if you looked up mountain lion attacks, you'd find more in California.
You know what? I'm going to take you up on that.
Yeah.
When I go home today, I'm going to look that up.
I'm going to also say this. I'm going to guess there have been zero wild animal attacks on somebody in a car driving up to Mount Evans. Zero. Unless somebody ran into a deer by accident, you know, that'd be it. My high five very quickly. I'm going to give it to Eli Manning.
High five.
He's in this big competition with Daniel Jones. It's heated up there in the tri-state area about Eli. He just led him to a nice little touchdown drive. Good for you, Eli. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't ever give up, Eli. We come back with the top six next.